Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way
to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Today is January 8th, 2013, and I'm Jerry O'Lennon. You're listening to The Big Show here on KKXX Life Radio. We're going to be talking to Robert Hayworth, who is with The Growing Place, a counselor. From now through February 14th, Valentine's Day, we're talking about internet pornography, sexual addiction, and I'm really looking forward to speaking to this gentleman because he's dealt with individuals who have gone through this firsthand. And he is with the Growing Place, and I'm going to give you his phone number, because if you yourself maybe are having some issues and you want to speak to somebody, you can call the Growing Place, you can call Robert and get some help. And there's a lot of people out there that have this issue, many of them in the church, in fact. And we're going to be talking to Father Peter Hansen, and he'll discuss with us how the church's men of the cloth is generally don't like to even talk about it, because they themselves are, and maybe not addicted, but certainly not immune to going onto these websites and viewing this stuff. Robert Hayworth, The Growing Place. He is a life coach. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Now you have clients who are going through dealing with addiction to pornography, and you've had clients in the past. Is there a common theme? First of all, are they all men, or do you have any that are women?
Well, they're all men because I only work with men at this point.
Okay.
I don't generally work with women. Uh-huh. I do work sometimes with couples, and I will work with the wife as mm-hmm. a part of that situation. But generally speaking, I don't work with women specifically.
You know, Gidi Hansen, also The Growing Place, was on, and she was saying that there's a number of women, too, that get involved in this as well, because there's a lack of intimacy, generally speaking, in a relationship. Could you share with me just, is there a common theme involved with clients that you have? I mean, obviously, and by the way, if there's somebody who wants to come and speak anonymously about this issue that may have had issues with it before, have questions, you're welcome to give us a call, 894-7325, 894-7325. What is there a common theme amongst all of the men, for example, that you've counseled?
I've noticed two things in particular. It seems to take one of two tracks. Usually, sometimes it's guys who have some kind of an event early on in their childhood that sort of energizes them or really hyper-stimulates them.
Traumatize?
That would be a good word in some respects. To things sexual, it sexualizes things for them.
Now, is it necessarily the traumatic event we're talking about at a young age? First of all, is it a sexual nature, the traumatic event, or could it just be maybe the loss of somebody, non-sexual traumatic event?
In my experience, it's been something sexual.
Uh-huh.
It can be anything from, at the far extreme, from being molested,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
then that creates a hypersexualization of the child,
uh-huh.
to simply being exposed at too young an age to things that are sexual. Older brothers or older cousins who would bring, say, you know, the ubiquitous Playboy magazine.
Right.
The older relative or older friend might be in junior high, which is a typical age for boys to kind of experiment with,
mm-hmm.
Pornography. It might expose a child, a young boy in maybe second or third grade or maybe even younger to that kind of thing, maybe even inadvertently, just simply leaving them out where the younger child gets a hold of them and becomes sort of overstimulated and sexualized in that regard.
And that could happen at what age would that normally be, do you think?
You know, it varies. It varies a lot.
Do you see very often, so you usually it's something that happens at a young age, preteen or teenager, some sort of traumatic event?
Well, that's one track.
Okay.
That's the younger age thing where you become sexually stimulated. The other track tends to be more in the teen years where there's a desire for intimacy, there's a curiosity about it, but there's oftentimes accompanied with an awkwardness with girls in person. And now, with the rise of the internet, this is, I think, one of the reasons why the explosion in pornography. I think you're probably old enough to remember back when, you know, you would go to grocery stores or drug stores, and those things were always tucked away somewhere.
Right.
They didn't want children viewing those kinds of things. And so it wasn't as readily available unless, of course, and then oftentimes it was someone's father. You know, if your dad wasn't a believer, he wasn't a man of faith, he didn't have a high moral standard, he would often have his own Playboys in the house and just leave them about.
There was always a sense of shame involved with, when I was a young kid, a teenager or something, and if you were caught with something like that, viewing something like that, you'd be like, oh my goodness, what are you doing? And I would see people go up to the store and it would be a very uncomfortable feeling. I was talking to Gidi yesterday. And there was always more shame involved in going to an X-rated movie because you were forced to be seen in public if you wanted to go out with the guys and have a guys' night out and just go do something like this. Nowadays, you could see this same type of things in the comforts of your own home. We're talking to Robert Hayworth. He's a life coach with The Growing Place. If you have any issues regarding things in your life, he's a marriage and family therapist. Or a life coach, you can give him a call at 321-2687. 321-2687. We'll be right back.
Jerry O'Lennon here for ABC Books. If you're looking to save money and get quality new and used books, try ABC Books in Chico. They're at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in, say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what hidden gems you may find there. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991. Because of their caring staff and challenging curriculum, their students have gone on to top colleges and universities, including Baylor, UC Davis, USC, and West Point. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Visit them online at ychampion.org or call 345-8008 and make an appointment to visit their fine campus. Champion Christian School, educating champions for Christ.
Stop by AMF Orchard Lanes here in Chico. Their beautiful 38-lane facility is equipped with a game room, pro shop, snack bar, and private meeting rooms. AMF Orchard Lanes is a great spot for kid and adult birthday parties, group corporate and church events, league bowling, and more. Call today for more details, lane availability, and pricing information at 895-3257. AMF Orchard Lanes, conveniently located on Esplanade, behind Lube Express.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on the Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're going to continue our discussion talking about pornographic addiction. Addiction with Robert Hayworth. He's a life coach with The Growing Place. Before I do, on another note, something cheerful to discuss. The San Francisco Giants, their fans will have the opportunity to see both of the team's World Series championship trophies when they come to the North State. They'll be in Chico. Those trophies, not the Giants, but the trophies will be in Chico tomorrow at 20th Street Community Park Fieldhouse. That's over on MLK Parkway, 20th Street Community Park Fieldhouse. Tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, they usually have a photograph session available, and you can get a photograph taken with them, and there's, I think, like a $15 or $20 charge for that if you want it. So keep that in mind. Or you could just bring your own camera and do it that way as well. Okay, we're speaking with Robert Hayworth, and we're talking about internet pornography and in how the lack of intimacy in a marriage oftentimes leads men, and perhaps women, but I'm sensing mostly men because there's a lack of intimacy in the marriage, to go and turn to internet pornography because perhaps they feel like, well, this is justified. you know, because I'm missing something in the marriage. So, well, I'm going to go here instead.
Yeah, that's the other avenue that I've discovered a lot of men get involved in pornography is they're married and their marriage, something happens and it's not as satisfying or whatever, and they start exploring on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just don't have to go very far.
Yeah.
And it's just right there. And so, and they just get sucked into that. And the real irony of all of that is they're going to the internet seeking intimacy,
mm-hmm.
and yet pornography is the biggest intimacy killer there is.
Yeah, because it seems to me what it's going to do is really, and not necessarily destroy the marriage, perhaps it could, but certainly it takes the intimacy away from the marriage. I mean, obviously, because you're thinking, I mean, I explain it.
Well, at the risk of being graphic at
sure.
all, the images that you take in on the internet, they're in your head.
Right.
And they're going to be there for some time to come.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it is possible through prayer and through constantly turning those things over to the Lord that those images can be eroded and eventually erased
mm-hmm.
from your memory, you know, by constantly turning that over to the Lord, constantly rejecting those things. But those images, when you first take them in, they're vivid in your memory.
Yes.
Okay, and they're activated by any kind of sexual urges or feelings that you may have, including the desire for and in the middle of intimacy with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So you're having intimacy with your wife, and the images from what you looked at it on the internet are running through your head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who wants to compete with that? What woman could possibly compete with the images on the internet, because mm-hmm. what's portrayed there is so not real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not real, and it's done in such a way that it's very alluring, and it's intended to entice and play out every possible fantasy. Well, no woman can live up to that.
Well, is it possible in your marriage counseling to get that type of excitement and thrill that a man might receive from viewing that stuff on the internet to take that and apply it to their spouse?
You know, I've had guys say, you know, I go there because it kind of energizes me and then I go to my spouse with it. But ultimately, it short circuits what they go to their spouse with, because they still bring this other thing along with them. And there's a comparison. It's inevitable comparison between what they viewed on the internet and what's actually going on in real life with their spouse.
But is there a way to get that type of excitement, that type of thrill, that type of lust, shall we say, with the spouse that you have when you're viewing something that you see that is completely unrealistic on the web?
You know, I would have to compare that to the thrill of being alive, the thrill of live, just life experiences. And then you compare that to some of the things that people experience when they're on some kind of drugs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a natural thing. It's an exaggerated, artificially produced, artificially inflated experience, and I don't know that real life I don't know that it can be like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in marriages, I think it's a much different, a much deeper intimacy
mm-hmm.
that we have. It's
you're sharing more than just the physical parts of the body parts. You're sharing their emotion. You're sharing their their psychology. You're sharing their brain. The whole person.
Yeah, I mean, true intimacy is about the whole person. True intimacy is about, I mean, Jesus himself said, the two become one.
Mm-hmm. So the question ultimately comes is, how does that, in a marriage situation, how does the relationship stay solid so that the intimacy maintains, so that neither partner, because I hear women too will go to this type of thing as well, much more than I was surprised. I was stunned when I heard the 30%. I mean, that seems like a large number, but I'm told that's about what it is, which is stunning to me. So how do you prevent that from happening, from either partner going to those? We're going to discuss that with Robert Hayworth, a life coach with The Growing Place. You can give his cell phone number a call if you like after the show. 321-2687. 321-2687. He specializes in marriage and family counseling and addiction, particularly addiction to porn. We'll take a break right after. We'll be right back right after we take this break.
Treated to an amazing facial and massage from Spa Pyramid for just $120. Just pick up the phone and call 894-4091 to reserve her appointment or purchase a gift card today. Spa Pyramid is located right across the street from Walmart. 894-4091.
Reserve her appointment or purchase a gift card today. Pick up the phone and call 894-4091.
Spa Pyramid, the body and skincare specialist.
I'm Kristen, the mobile pet groomer. My van is my office, so I don't have a real street address for deliveries, but I do have a mailbox with...
Robert, I own the UPS store near Kristen. I sign for all her packages and send out a text or email when they arrive. Kristen loves being on her own.
But with Robert's help, I'm not alone.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics.
There are three convenient UPS store locations in Chico on Mangrove, Skyway, and East Avenue. Or you can get more information at theupsstore.com.
Happy New Year from Johnson's Shoes in the North Valley Plaza. Johnson's Comfort Shoes in the Chico Mall, and the Johnson family. We've been helping families with their footwear needs since 1914 and want to thank you for shopping with us. Our heart is to provide a quality product at a fair price with caring service. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of Christ and bless you and your family with Himself this new year ahead.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Wings of Eagles is an organization that helps seriously ill children. A nonprofit organization dedicated to helping families with seriously ill children with life-threatening diseases, focusing on kids who have cancer. And there is the Wings annual Bowl-a-thon to help out the organization. It takes place on Saturday, January 26th, at 12 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Orchard Lanes in Chico. And if you want to sign up a team and help out these kids, boy, I tell you, that's a nice way to spend part of the afternoon. You can call 893-9231, 893-9231, the Wings annual Bowl-a-thon. Help kids with suffering from cancer and other life-threatening illnesses. We're finishing up today's discussion, a really interesting one, with the Growing Places, Robert Hayworth, a life coach. He specializes in marriage and family issues. We're talking about internet pornography, and we went to the break asking the question, how could men and women, to a certain degree, avoid getting into the trap of, you know, because, you know, Robert, when you first get married, you know, you go into it, I think couples go into it saying, we are going to have a very intimate, passionate, romantic relationship for the rest of our lives, and there might come a time that where it starts to wane a little bit. How do you avoid that happening and keep the intimacy so that one of the partners doesn't run the risk of going to one of these sites to get some sort of faux intimacy?
Yeah. Well, the thing that you have to do is something that's very non-romantic, and that is that you have to be intentional. You have to make choices about making room for intimacy in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's important that I like to try, if I can catch young people before they get married, because a lot of young people enter marriage with the thought, this person is going to complete me somehow. Mm-hmm. And that is a popular myth in our culture. And it's been cultivated by music, by movies, by...
Jerry Maguire, you complete me.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that doesn't happen.
It doesn't, no.
It's a great scene, but it doesn't have a whole lot. I guess not accurate, you're saying.
No, not at all. Because as a Christian, the only person who completes me is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You have two people who come... Two halves do not make a whole marriage. Two whole people make a whole marriage. So you have two people, two very needy people coming together for marriage, each one expecting the other one to supply for them what only God can supply. Yeah, it's a recipe for disappointment. Now, that having been said, if they're both believers and they're both working on their faith, the Holy Spirit will bring them along and he'll begin to nurture in them the things that they need to have. But as a couple, their part of that process is to be intentional about continually making room for intimacy in their lives and to guard that intimacy. And frankly, some of the biggest enemies of that intimacy can be family. And that can be extended family, and it can be, and one of the biggest struggles for couples is the arrival of children. And that changes the whole focus of the marriage. It goes from the husband and wife being focused on each other, you know, maybe they have a pet, dogs or cats or whatever, but that's not the same as having children, even though, you know, some people might argue that point. But
they're wrong when they argue that point, by the way.
Oh, yes,
go ahead.
Of course they
really are.
Yes, they really are. They're dogs and they're not people.
Yeah.
Even though I have a cat that I love dearly.
He's not a person.
Take no offense, Sasha. Anyway, when the children come into the marriage, it changes the whole dynamic. It changes the whole focus of the marriage. And in some regards, it must and it should. Okay. But the couple needs to remember that they are first and foremost husband and wife.